Okay. Well, good evening, persons.
Summer.
Okay, Summer, we're about to start the meeting. Good evening, persons out there in the stream. This is the meeting of the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. I'm Alberto Luera. I'm acting convener for this meeting. I will ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to first of all call the roll and make sure we have a quorum. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. Okay, Jim Boyd.
Here.
Who was that?
Jim Boyd.
Oh, Jim Boyd, okay.
Alonzo Brown. Richard.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Alberto Luera.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Hello. Summer Reese.
Present.
Summer Reese.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Barbara Whipperman. LaVarne Williams. LaVarne Williams. Bruce
Here.
Wolf.
Here.
Okay, going back. Is Barbara Whipperman on the
phone? I just got on.
Okay, there you are. LaVarne Williams.
I'm sure she'll be back.
She was here. She's not here. Oh, anyway, we have a quorum.
Excellent. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Since I just came on the call, I'm wondering if you could repeat who's on.
Everybody is on. Okay. In Texas, Jim Boyd and Alberto, myself.
Okay.
From L.A., Summer and Kim, both are on.
Mm-hmm.
Of Washington, D.C., Alonso and Bruce are on. From New York City, Alex and R. Paul are on. And from Berkeley, both you and Tracy are on. And our CFO is around there someplace.
LaVarne, I'm here.
There she
I'm
is.
Back.
So thank all you. 11 of us are here.
And is anyone else here?
So 11 would be with Arlene?
No, Arlene. No, 11 is with 11 voting members of this committee.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't check one of them. You said okay. Thank you.
Which one are you missing?
LaVarne, I think.
I'm here. Hello, LaVarne.
I'd like to see.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
hello,
we can hear you now. Yes. Okay. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay, we have a quorum, so we should go.
Okay, the first item is to select, according to the wishes of the standing chairman of this committee, Summer Reese, to appoint a chairman pro tempore.
Yes,
which,
thank you, Alberto. Yes, I would, as you are already doing it so well, I would like to ask you to please go ahead and chair tonight's meeting.
If it's okay with the rest of the members of this group, I will be glad to chair the meeting. Are there any objections?
No.
No.
Hearing no objections, let's move on to set up an agenda for the meeting. I do know we have an executive session for tonight posted. We'll talk about it after we do the open session. Part of the agenda, I basically have a couple of items for all of you. The first item on this agenda is to finalize and submit for adoption the WBAI budget for adoption by the National Board of Directors at hopefully their next meeting. That is point one. Point two, second item on the agenda, if it's okay with all of you, is to just get a quick report from either Alonso or Bruce on the WPFW budget. Third item on the agenda is to get a quick report from either Kim or LaVarne on the KPFK budget, and I think, and anything else that might come up, and I think that's basically what I'm asking for the open session, unless anybody would like something else to be added on to the agenda.
Mr. Chair?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We passed the WPFW budget at the last meeting. So.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. I just wanted to get a report from them to see if they had any concerns about anything that had to do with the WPFW budget. If they have no concerns, then it'll be a very moot point. Yes, we did, and I want everybody out in the stream to understand that the WPFW was adopted by the National Finance Committee to be submitted for adoption by the National Board, and it is on their agenda for the next meeting.
I'm sorry, and that was your item number two for tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
If Alonso or Bruce think there's anything to be, you know, touched upon. And then the third item is to get an overview from the Los Angeles budget by Kim and by LaVarne, and see if we can schedule it for action at our next meeting of the National Finance Committee. If we move forward with that one, that should be all of the budgets for all of the signal areas, and we can finally wrap up the national office and the archives budget. And my hope is that before this board ends its tenure on the second week of January, we'll be done with this very important task. And that's my thoughts. Any other items to be added to the open session? Hearing none, I think we want to leave these items on this agenda as I've stated them. Paul, can you go ahead and put that in print and save it for us for posterity, please, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. If that's done, hearing no objections to the agenda, that's where we're going to start. I want to point out that we're going to try and get over all of the concerns on the WBAI budget, and I'm going to start by giving everybody, especially Summer, a brief overview of where we're at with the WBAI budget. The WBAI budget was presented very eloquently by the members of the New York staff, including Alberto Reynolds, who is, I think, with us on the call, Alex, and R. Paul. The budget, as presented, is available to all of you on the National Finance Committee. There were several items that were asked Alberto to adjust and to change. And please correct me if I'm wrong. One of the items was that there was a line item called consultants, and after reviewing, we recommended to Bertol to change those consultant line item into staff salaries, because it meant that most of the people that were doing consultant work were actually staff people that were pinch hitting for other staff members. The other item that we brought forth and that Bertol went ahead and did a very good job at was a contingency fundraising plan. He brought forth a contingency fundraising plan that we pretty much are going to be incorporating into the resolution that gets adopted tonight. He has some plans. As we're well aware, we cannot put it on the budget itself because they're not proven incomes, but we decided to put it as a special addendum to the budget, and therefore there's some money there that they're expecting to raise. There was an item that was adopted in executive session at the last meeting that will be also appended into the budget that we might adopt tonight. It has already been approved by this committee, and it is before the National Board for their executive session to append to the WBAI budget. And there is one pending addition that we very, very, very lightly touched upon at the executive session last Thursday, brought forth by Alonso Brown, and he will be presenting it to us fairly soon. It's a two or three sentence. That's what he said, addendum to the resolution to approve and submit the WBAI national budget as presented with the corrections and addendums presented, including the one that board member Alonso Brown is going to bring forth to us. And that is where we stand on this.
Point of information, now, Alberto?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a copy? I'm going through email, catching up on it at the exact same time, looking. Is there a copy of the WBAI budget or RPAL, maybe a particular date that I should be looking at, just so I can be looking at this as we're talking?
Let's see. It was posted into the files section.
Okay.
And
all right, I'll go in there.
It'll be in the files section under the WBI.
This is LaVarne. Can you send it? I have a couple of things open here, and I'm not even sure if I can get in there.
Oh.
Well, if someone can send it and it just shows up, that's fantastic for me, too. But if not, I'll go.
Right,
yeah, me too. I wouldn't mind having to not look in there.
We all feel the same way. We're like, do we have a fresh copy?
Well, that's the freshest copy. I would simply take it from there and send it to you and glop up everybody's email with a very large file.
And everyone's saying
resending,
yes.
Resending this kind of does defeat the use
having
of
it in the group.
The file section.
Mr. Secretary, please, let me take. Would it be possible for our purposes, unless LaVarne might think differently, could we just get that front page, the actual 2011 budget without all of the backup document of the file so that it could be a short file? I don't know if anybody would want the whole file, but I think the most important document is the income and expense 2011 budget.
That would involve breaking out.
I think
we could do it.
I'm in the file section, actually, but I'm not sure what it's under. Our Paul, is it something that you could just, without too much inconvenience for you, send to us? And most of us probably don't mind getting it a second time, actually.
You can send it. If you send it to the...
folks, and I will show you exactly... If you're in the file section, you
I am,
know
yes.
that already. So it's in files.
Okay, I'm on that.
Okay, it's in files, and if you scroll down, you will find something that says WBAI FY11 budget docs.
Got it.
Click on that.
Got it. Thank you.
And it's in there as the, it's from November 30th.
I
so
see.
It's,
yeah, there's two of them, consultants and then budget assumptions. I don't know if that helps
budget.
Anybody else.
And the budget.
It doesn't really help me because I don't know how to get in now. I'm like on a couple of different things. So if anyone could just send it to me, I don't mind you breaking down my
Oh, email. But that's not readable on this computer.
I mean, it won't be a problem for my computer. I have an extra...
The consultants is up there twice. Some people can't read the Advanced Evil Empire version, XLSX. So you'll look immediately underneath that. And I put it up as a simple XLS file, an earlier version of Microsoft's disgusting spreadsheet software. And that has been coming up for everybody.
Nice. When one day we will conquer our internal software issues as an organization.
Well, open office would do that.
Well, being a person from many years ago, one of these days we're going to conquer the problem by using regular paper.
That's
yeah, we'll hand paper back and forth over the phone. That ain't going to work. Anyway, so is everybody able to see this thing?
I'm not able to open anything yet.
I don't have it. I would really like to see it. I really like to get a copy. I don't have it. This is LaVarne. I'm sorry.
Okay, what happens when you go to the files section?
To open this file window.
I'm in Gmail, but I'm in Pacifica Gmail. I'm not in National Finance.
Use your browser.
I have my browser.
It's not email. Open another tab. And
I got it. Okay.
And just go to the NFC website on Yahoo.
Okay. I've only managed to open the budget cover letter so far.
Budget cover. Okay, that's an RTF file. And what happens when you go to 2010-2011 draft 11 2010C20101130.xls file.
The one right above it. Hold
yep.
on. It says, to open this file, Windows needs to know what program created it. Windows can go online to look it up automatically, or you can manually select from a list of programs on your computer what
how
you want to do.
You have something that opens XLS files. You've been looking at them all year, right?
Well, but not always at the radio station. It's interesting. When I come here, nothing opens anymore.
Oh, well, then...
open XLS files now. It wants me to do a free download, which is something I'm sure somebody here would object to. We need to move on with the call. I cannot see any of this tonight. If you want to try sending it around again, but it sounds like they'll all be in the same version because I've mastered the file download, so I don't think it'll do me any good. So
if you don't have any software,
I was just wanting to read
a spreadsheet, it ain't gonna work.
That's very interesting. I have looked at many budgets here at the station, though, before, and I'm sure some of them came from... No, none of them were maybe not from New York. This was produced in New York.
Well, no, it's going to be an XLS file. It's the same damn thing.
It's the same thing.
It might be a different computer, Summer.
You're on a computer that doesn't have the software, that's all.
Yeah, no, I understand. All right, proceed. Thank
all right.
you.
And LaVarne, you're able to find it now?
No. I'll talk to someone offline and go in and to refresh.
I will send you the exact URL.
Okay. That would work. That
right
would
now,
absolutely work.
And that will
thank
bring you.
You
exactly to it.
Okay, thank you.
And it'll be here's
I guess what my real point of information, Alberto, or for you, or Paul, or Alex from New York, is there still a $500,000 hole in this budget? Because that would probably be the most salient piece of individual data I'd want to know.
It has been modified. Okay?
That's a smaller leak in the boat. Okay.
It's not a half
yes.
mil.
It's been modified. And it's very important to
Please.
See the modifications.
Yeah, that's why I
first,
wanted to look at the budget
okay.
here.
First of all, the first thing that is present before us in the WBAI budget is that there is actually a 5% a 5% of central services in the budget.
Right.
That's one.
I remember that.
Two, the contingency plan, fundraising plan that's in as part of this document, as part of the budget, which was produced by Bertold at the request of our committee. He has brought forth a contingency plan where he hopes to raise well over $150,000, and if you remember correctly, Paul, you can focus on the exact amount. If Bertold is there, he can tell us exactly what's there, that exact number. So that has brought down the deficiency, the shortage, to a little over $240,000, $250,000. There is another item that will be before us that will be submitted by Alonso that hopefully will bring in some more money, pardon my French, and be able to further bring down the deficit that's in the budget. And the last part, Summer,
mm-hmm.
which if you go to the NFC Yahoo group.
That's what I was
saying. You will see, because I cannot tell you over the stream, the executive session
the minute.
Resolution that was adopted last meeting.
Okay.
And you can see there that should kind of
okay, great.
Help
Thank
us.
You. I'll take a look at that now while we're on the call. Thank you.
All right.
And that's the plan that we have for WBAI. I mean, that's
Chair?
It. That's it. There's nothing more.
Chair?
Yes, sir.
All right. Earlier on, you started to say that we voted to have the consultants made staff, and I don't recall us doing that.
Okay.
Consultants. We had a discussion about consultants, but I don't recall us having a motion that consultants would be made staff, because that would be a big issue.
I was under the understanding, and it's okay with me. I'm not making it an issue. When we discussed the line item consultants, Alberto kind of gave us the impression, and I might have misunderstood, that
that in the line item consultants were employees that would pinch hit for other employees for during off days when a programmer was off, somebody else would take their space, and that's where that particular dollar amount would appear in the line item consultants.
Okay, that's a sort of different thing. What you're talking about there is, like, for instance, we have a bunch of operations assistants, and when somebody has to take a day off or go on vacation, the person they will go to fill in will be another operations assistant,
right,
who's also paid staff. So they're filling in, but they're still paid staff. However,
okay,
we have a bunch of there are a bunch of consultants still there, so we are not turning all the consultants into paid staff.
Fine. I was so, my only thought was when Bertolt talked to us was that filling staff were under the consultant, and my thought and some of the discussion we had was paid staff should not be paid consultants. They should be paid staff, and we kind of again nodded on it, and I thought that that would be settled. And that's my only concern as far as consultants are concerned, that paid staff cannot be paid as a consultant also because it messes up the accounting system. And but if you're saying, or Paul, that paid staff are not in the consultant line items, then I'm fair with it. It doesn't. It's not an issue with Alberto, I think.
Okay, let me clarify this.
Thank you, sir.
I described one instance in which paid staff will fill in for other paid staff, and they stay paid staff. However, I think I know of one instance where a paid staff person has done a consultant job, and so being a paid staff doesn't preclude anybody from also being a consultant on some other thing than what they're used to doing. So, I mean, that's as far as I know.
How detailed can we be on the general line?
For me, Bertolt, thank you for being on the call. For me, just as long as you feel confident and LaVon feels confident with the accounting system, that's really, at the end of the day, that's my concern. And if you're confident, Bertolt, and LaVon is confident, then I see no problem amongst us.
Yeah, no, I'm confident. I mean, the point I was making is like, you know, we do the accounts for all the FTE time in the budget, you know, so that you can get a pretty good idea of what it is that we are spending.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, then it's not an issue if you guys are saying that whatever little bloopers there might have been corrected, and that's fine with me. Anyway, that's where we're at, Summer. That's where we're at on this budget. LaVon, that's where we're at on this budget.
Thank you,
Bertolt. That's basically an overview of what we've got.
And I'm sorry, Bertolt, can you reiterate what the actual deficit is of this, the final number, so I can hang on to it?
Yeah, unless Bertolt would like to chime up, I'm bringing up the thing.
Thank
here.
You.
With everything, including capital expenditure and money to the national office, it would be 478.
And how are we going to address that?
Well, there was a contingency plan of 136 of opportunity, like LaVon likes to call it, opportunity that I had a separate spreadsheet where I explained how much money I think we could bring in with different events or different items that we are doing. But we should not put in the budget because they have never been proven before, as you know, we want to be safe.
And let me add to Bertolt's explanation there, Summer. The 478 includes the central services maximum of 19.5%. And, of course, in the budget that is before us, central services has been pegged at 5%. to be given to the national office every month from their income. And that's how Bertol and that's
okay.
how ARPAL basically presented the budget to us.
Well,
and you need,
you need
to read the resolution that was that is in the,
okay. Yes,
the,
I'm looking for that right now.
Okay.
And what is the total amount of that 470 in change? That is that unpaid social services amount. That gives me a better grasp of what the actual deficit is. To anything else?
Central
well.
Services, and this is the important part. Central. Okay, the 478 is if we pay full central services as projected. The central services, as projected, is 464.
I
so,
see. So it's the majority of it, almost all of it.
Majority, it's almost.
It's all
you know,
of it, yeah.
It's like
everything but,
short.
Everything but
yeah.
a tip. Okay.
Yeah, and so and BAI is figuring to the LSB when we passed, when they passed. I wasn't on it voting yet. When they passed the budget, they proposed BAI putting in 5%. As its levy for FY11 as opposed to 19.5% because that seems more realistic. And I've gone on several times about how we have to be realistic and there's no way, I mean, there's no way BAI is going to pay 19.5% so we can't budget it. Plus, it's absurd to me to budget BAI paying 464, basically 465. It's 464, 805, 806, so basically 465, and then having a 478 deficit.
Excuse me.
Oh, by the way, for...
And I impressed somebody with that.
Yeah.
So, nothing to sneeze at, I tell you. and so, you know, that's part of the argument is the if we leave out the central services, it's not outrageous.
So essentially, WBAI, based on this budget, can pay its own other bills except for central services, and you're being billed back on health care, so is it essentially the parts being paid for Democracy Now! And other vendors and things of that nature, as plus the
yes.
national office support, but you are picking up some of your individual bill backs on things like health care?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just for the record, we just had a...
thank you.
Holiday fund drive.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Which was projected. We made close to our goal, which was $175,000.
Congratulations.
And on top of that, our fulfillment rate, as you know, is 70.2%, which is usually by the time we finish our drive and put everything in the system. A few days after the drive, our fulfillment rate would be close to 54%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the projected 73% that we have on our budget, we are almost certain that we're going to get there this year. Also, just for the record, the fund drive that we had, we only had 6 hours a day instead of 24 hours. We just tried something new, and we had it for 6 days. 6 hours a day, and so just for the record.
Thank
sure.
you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, that's basically the scenarios. That's the information that we have before us. What else can I say, LaVarne?
Yeah, this is LaVarne. You know, I don't have any comment. That's what you're able to deliver at this time. Like Bertolt says, there are opportunities, and as you had stated, there was something in closed session that we had that had been suggested by Alonzo, and I think that
No. Let me correct you. There was a resolution adopted in executive session that is
right.
currently in our Yahoo group, and Alonzo is about to present his caveat to this whole budgetary process as soon as we get to him.
Okay, all right then. Well, no comment until Alonzo speaks.
I wouldn't be that huge, Alberto.
I know, but that's okay.
Yes? Are you open for comments?
Yes.
From the rest? This is Bruce.
Yes, Bruce.
I, yeah, I... And this may, I realize this may be, you know, I may just be being picky, because I do feel uncomfortable with identifying the WBAI budget deficit that we're looking at as being particularly the essential services monies, and that everything else is okay, because if, and I know we're in a position of having to, work with WBAI in order for us to approve this budget. But I think if we state it as being essential services particularly, it puts our committee in a position of basically saying, well, it's okay, the other four stations are going to do the heavy lifting for the, for Pacifica as a whole. And so I'd rather just say that WBAI, due to its the issues of income versus expenses, are short this amount of money, but not that it's specifically short Central. So in other words, I don't want there to be an implication that somehow they're off the hook for paying Central services, even though, in fact, I realize that's probably what's going to happen, but I don't think we should be officially saying that, because that makes it sound like, we're saying it's okay.
I don't think that's a part of any motion, though, specifically.
I think he wants to avoid the perception that they're getting different treatment, even though, in fact, that's probably the case, but, like, that it should be put into some historical format that we can reference that says this is being done for those and such reasons, and that they're not just being let off the hook, so that it doesn't turn into some sort of a precedent or gets used by other stations to say they don't have to pay their essential services. Am I wrong, Bruce? Is that sort of what you're saying?
Well, more, yeah,
something
basically.
Like,
I mean, it's something I had brought up a while back, that in effect, if WBAI is paying essential services, then in fact it's not going to be able to pay other things to this amount of money, and that's the reality. I realize that in fact what may happen is, the way it's being stated, at least is what I'm hearing, is that WBAI is saying they very likely are not going to be paying their essential services other than 5%, but I don't think we should be just saying that that's fine. I don't know if maybe I'm not being clear, but I just don't think it should sound like we're saying we can approve the WBAI budget with $464,000 not being paid to central services. I mean, it's easier just to say that, I think, anyway, the reality is that's how the shortfall for the whole budget. Otherwise, it sounds like we're okaying that they're not paying their share.
Well,
I don't know if that makes sense or not.
This is Barbara.
Yes,
may I make a comment?
Yes, ma'am. Please.
If I understand what you said initially, Bruce, I got it. You had a statement that was more emphasizing the lack of income to cover the expenses as the main reason.
Yeah.
Than to, and I think it was just incidental a little while ago when people noted that the amount was nearly the same as the central services figure,
right,
due.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an emphasis you're trying to,
well, yeah, I'm
bring
just,
out. Is that,
yeah,
what,
right,
you're,
in other
saying?
Words, it sound, maybe I'm wrong. It just sounded like,
no, I think it sounds clearer that way.
Problem by not paying central services, and I don't think it should be stated that way, because, yeah, it doesn't. Other members of Pacifica looking at that, I think we have a right to say, hey, how can that be? I mean, how could it be approved? How could it be? But
well,
so I'm just saying, let's just that WBAI is in a ticklish position of not being able to make their revenue and expenses match.
And there is this contingency which may help. And there's this contingency plan which may help.
Right, exactly.
And
that's what we're trying to deal with.
And one of the things about the budget that they presented before us
And I'm just bringing that issue forth that according to management at WBAI, national office is going to be able to utilize 5% of their listener support monthly to help the national office take care of BAI's portion of the national office bills. And that is something I think, like ARPAL has stated in the past, I mean, in the previous meeting, last meeting, that is something that before was not available to the national organization, that before the budgets would be passed and the shortage, and I remember specifically one year, the shortage of the WBAI budget was attached to the deficit of the national office, which came to be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We meant the group then basically balanced the BAI budget, but made the national office budget with deficits.
Right.
And,
exactly right. $400,000.
But
yes.
But I think it's getting, my point here is that it is getting extremely late in the year. We've got about three or four more weeks before this term ends, and we are going to actually be in the budgetary process for next year. And I do want, please, it is important, I do want for you members to go into the Yahoo group and look at the resolution that was adopted in executive session as part of the WBAI budget. For those members that are not aware of it, to understand the dire straits that the New York operation finds itself in.
Can I interrupt for 1 second, Summer? I just sent you an email telling you what happened.
Thank you.
Don't have to wait if you look
Thank
in here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Chair, is there a stack?
Can I be on stack, Bertold?
Well, ARPAL's asking for me on the stack, too.
Yes, sir, but you're next, ARPAL.
Okay. All right. Yes, I can understand people saying, oh, we don't want to make some sort of precedent or something here. Well, if there is a precedent, it's been set long before anybody started on this committee.
Yes, sir.
In fact, I was looking at some old reports we had from a couple of years ago, and there was a notation then that WBAI had not paid central services fees since April 2007. And as I've mentioned this before, and I've also mentioned that in the interim between, you know, in the past, what is that, 3.5 years? In the past and a half years, WBAI did a year or so ago pay some central services because there was an emergency. And I think we may have paid a little bit since then, maybe. But the thing is, this is not new. The alternative to this, and again, nobody is putting in a motion. There's no motion that says NWBAI doesn't have to do anything with central services. There's no such motion. It's just looking at all of the money and seeing where the deficits come from. And the thing is that, the alternative would be to say, yes, BAI is going to pay the full $465 grand in central services this year. And then, of course, when that doesn't happen, that's going to cause a big problem for the national office and PRA and everybody else. So,
because it's not going to be forthcoming.
So our choice is to accept the reality or, put in something that's not going to happen.
Okay. Thank you, ARPAL. Are you done, sir?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Bertold, you're next.
To emphasize what Paul said, as the new general manager and as the person who did the budget for the past 2 years, I can tell you that WBI's budget is the most transparent budget presented to this board. We are actually becoming self-sufficient, which was not exactly the case before, where we are actually paying our bills. We are collaborating, very well with national office. When we have extra cash, we cover some expenses.
I mean, I haven't looked at the actuals for October, November, and December, but I am sure at times we have put up some extra money that we can probably, you know, credit towards the central service. You know, I guess when we do the first quarter of 2011, you will see that there has, you know, there has been some serious collaboration. I do intend to put into place that contingency plan of $140,000. I mean, I obviously has not been proven, but you know, I mean, we've done better than ever before, and you know, I'm at the station. We are increasing fulfillment rate. Every 4% increase in fulfillment rate that we can do would be equivalent to about $150,000 that could go to central service or to whatever. We're catching up. I don't know. I think you should kind of look at it every quarter and see where we are.
Okay. Thank you, Bertol. Well, at this point in time, I would like to move.
Can I get on the stack? Can I say something?
Yes, you may. I'll wait for you. Go ahead.
I sort of, you know, said this last time, and I'll say it again. You know, we're going over like money that's, you know, it's not that. You know, okay. Let me start over. The one thing I'd like to see is a plan for raising listenership and thus raising revenue. Now, I don't know if there are any plans. I mean, we need to think of, even with short funds, how to do some promotion and marketing. People have forgotten about our stations, you know, and we kind of, if you have new programming there, people need to know. We need to get email lists for people and remind them and start doing marketing and promotion. We need to come up with ideas to get more listeners and more money.
Part of information to that point.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. This past 2 months, I was able to gather a list of 23,000 WBAI email listeners that I've been sending regular email to. Like there's a holiday fest. We're having something right now going on that's called WBAI host fest, which is we are having four well-known producers auctioning a dinner with them. Starting price at $250 that we are publicizing on the radio, and I sent an email with that information to 23,000 members, listeners, ex-members, asking them to go on that line, linking it. So that's part of the our marketing thing. Unfortunately, I'm doing that by myself because we don't have the money to spend, extra money to spend to have a listserv. So I'm creating actually 23 different set of emails to accommodate that. And then we are going to do that until we generate some funds. Once we generate some funds, the goal is really to get a development director that will cost about $8,000 to generate money. But as far as reaching out, we have somebody who are Twittering on a regular basis. We have double our Twitter list. And we have a program where we are about to get about 20 or more interns from different colleges, marketing colleges, public relations, and news of your college and so forth, where we're going to have all these interns coming and increasing our Twitter account or Facebook account, increasing calling members to increase pledge drive, increasing our fulfillment rate in the premium department. I mean, these are all things that are in place and in motion, but I must tell you that at WBAI, since there was such, I hate to put it, neglect for so long, that it's going to take a little time
to get the results of these efforts.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I mean, that's very encouraging. That's great, Berthold. I have no idea about that, and you know, any reports you make should absolutely be, you know, letting people know. I'd love to get that going at KPFK, and to start an email list is something I've talked to, you know, management, and they stare at me like, you know.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. One more point of information I forgot to
mention. Okay, sure. Go ahead.
As you mentioned, we also have a newsletter we started.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so we talk about the you know, different events that are happening the coming month, and we're asking producers to give us information so that we can put in the newsletter. So this has been very positive. We receive a lot of feedback from people asking us to include their friends on the email distribution list of these 23,000 of the newsletter.
Great,
and,
awesome.
And there are a lot of community groups who also want the newsletter so that they can distribute to their groups.
Great.
So,
and
yeah.
I'm sure you're talking up your new programming and all that.
Yeah. Well, the next newsletter we are inserting our new programming grid so that
right.
people can know, yeah, what is
okay.
What
and not just the grid, you know, maybe try and write up something about the new programs and why they're exciting or whatever, you know.
Yeah, we are actually featuring, we are about to feature our new we have a new host from 10 to 12 on Monday with us music. She's from Mexico City. She used
uh-huh.
to be a DJ there also. So we are going to feature her in that.
Great.
Okay. Let me go ahead then and take the chair back and make the motion that we adopt the WBAI budget as presented with the contingency plan, with the executive session resolution, and with the caveat that I would like for Alonso to tell us about right now if he's got it. But I do make the motion that we go ahead and submit this budget with all of the pieces to it to the National Board for review and approval. Alonso, do you have something to add to this,
Mr.
to my
Chair,
motion, sir?
Mr. Point of order, Mr. Chair. Could I, before we start amending it, could I get this down, or are we still putting this together?
Well, I would like for it not to be an amendment, but maybe Alonso doesn't have anything.
Okay.
But maybe Alonso doesn't have anything to add to it. Alonso, do you have that two or three sentence paragraph to add to my motion to adopt the budget?
Last week when we met, I said that I was going to abstain voting to support the budget. One reason was because LaVon had problems with it, and I was thinking of a way in which we could...
It's background noise, sir. It's background
yeah,
noise. Go ahead.
So I said I was going to abstain on the vote to approve the budget unless there was a way to attach note of some kind that it would be the formation of a research and development committee whose purpose it is to discover the resources that are at the present time undisclosed. In other words, I call that invisible money. We're going to need a research and development committee to discover the invisible money. And I'd like to have that kind of committee as part of the approval of this budget. I'll give you an example of what I mean by visible money. One-third of the world is always sleeping. That means one-third of the energy the world needs is available to the two-thirds of the world, which is not sleeping. So immediately, every country on the planet has a 50% boost in energy that they can be using. Two, the efficiency of the rate at which we are using energy is around 10%. That means 90% of our energy is going down the drain. Three, the amount of solar energy, our solar energy income that's is taking place as we speak, we're using 1% of our solar energy. So if you put all of those three things together, It's like everybody on the planet has an Aladdin's lamp. What I want is a committee that would investigate these resources and use that as not only a way to discover for ourselves a way to increase our income and reduce our expenses, because it's impossible for us to look at things from a Pacifica point of view to solve our problems, just like it's impossible for the United States to look at things from the United States viewpoint to solve the problems. You have to look at it holistically. And when you look at it holistically, then you discover what the real problems are and you discover what the real solutions are. I'd like a subcommittee that would deal in research and development so we could then free ourselves from the handcuffs that we're now chained by.
Okay. Arpal,
I'd like to speak to the motion, Alberto.
Hold on. Arpal? Hold on. Let me just make sure that Arpal is beginning to get the gist of what Alonso wants to bring forth, along with the motion for that I'm bringing forth, together with his addendum as one motion to adopt the WBAI budget with the contingency plan, with the Alonso caveat, and the executive session resolution that was adopted. Can you work on that, and we'll let Alex at that point in time come back and talk to us what his thoughts are on this whole process? Yes,
no,
sir.
No. We all work on this. The secretary doesn't make the motion. I'm not making a motion, so let me give
you... No.
Yes.
No, I was asking for you if you were getting the gist, the 2-3 sentences that Alonso was bringing forth, that a subcommittee of research and...
Yeah, let me tell you what I have.
Okay.
Right now I have that the NFC adopts the WBAI FY11 budget with the contingency plan and the executive session resolution that was passed last week. Now, that's what I have, and you want to... I don't understand the other part here about a research and development subcommittee, because, one, I don't see how a research and development subcommittee on solar and other energy is a matter for the NFC. I don't see how we'd be competent to do that. Three, I don't see how it relates to specifically the WBAI FY11 budget.
You don't have to put solar energy as part as something that's going to be developed. I'm just saying, have the committee. You don't have to tell what the committee is going to do. Just have a research and development committee.
To explore other funding possibilities.
Point of information?
Yes, sir.
Can that research and development committee be formed, managed, and worked on by the local station board? Because I have plenty.
Yes,
I got plenty to do. You know, I mean, if I'm going to have another committee that's just going to do research and not do any work, I'd rather have the local station board manage it. I mean, right now I have a board member, ex-board member, who's working with me and is being very productive and helping us make money. And that's my research and development committee. And I do not want to clog that with a whole bunch of other people stepping in and talking instead of doing work. I mean, we basically just do work. So if there's a research and development committee, it could be separate from us. It would be managed by the LSB. They can do their thing and then just not only bring resolution, do it themselves. I'll give them my blessing. I'll support them. And then they can run the events and make the money, and then I would love it.
Okay. Thank you. Arpal, Alex, you're next, but let me just tell Arpal that a committee, a research and development committee, come into existence to review, to investigate and secure other funding for WBAI. something very short and sweet.
Okay. And where does this, where is this a subcommittee or a committee of this body?
No, of the WBAI organization, not of this body, but of the WBAI organization.
Well, then we need to specify that.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Okay. Oh, okay, sir.
We have to nail this down. I mean, if there's going to be this research and development committee, it has to be, somebody's got to be in charge of this. It's got to come out of somewhere. So
right, it would come out of Pacifica.
Oh, okay.
And that's
can I make a suggestion?
I've been on the stack a while. Can I get the space?
Yes. Okay.
Well,
let's go back.
What are we debating?
Let's get a stack going. Go
what
ahead.
Are we debating if we haven't got a motion yet? We have to get a motion before we can debate it.
Excuse me, point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Summaries.
Thank you, Alberto Loera. As I told you before we went on the stream, I could only stay on about an hour, and it's already like about an hour and a quarter. I have to get back to a job before 7 o'clock. So my sincere apologies to the rest of the group. Thank you for chairing, Alberto. And
thank you, ma'am.
I'm going to have to leave these budgets in your hands for this evening and rejoin you at our next meeting, okay?
Summer?
Yes.
Before you leave, is there any time you and I can catch up?
I should be home tomorrow or Thursday, rained in, I expect. I will try to call you or try to call me again, okay? I'll try to connect with you as soon as I get home, okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's not urgent, but,
totally. I've been out of touch with everyone for 2 weeks, yes.
I know, and that's fine, you know, whenever.
Okay.
It would
thank
just
you.
Be nice to touch base.
Yeah, I will take care of that this week with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot,
okay.
Everyone.
Thanks.
Okay, bless you all. Have a good holiday. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Okay. Okay, well, let me just clarify. I have made a motion that we submit the WBAI budget as per our Paul has written it down to the National Board for consideration and possible approval and adoption. That's what we have on the paper. Go ahead,
okay.
Alex.
I guess I'd like to speak in favor of the motion as such.
Go ahead, sir.
As you know, WBAI has had severe fiscal problems for several years now. We have not been able to make our payments to the national office for a while, and this budget for the first time gives us a realistic plan to be able to start making those payments. That being said, we're well aware that there are still holes to be plugged in this budget. The general manager's contingency plan moves in that direction, and with some of the good results we've had in our recent fund drives, I'm optimistic that we can even do better than that. We have to start being very, as you know, in terms of rental. And the antenna rent that we pay. And there's no way that could be cut. Our staff is pretty much down to bare bones, so there's no realistic way to really cut the staff without crippling the station. So I'd really urge everyone here to support this budget, and we will make a really strong effort this year to meet Pacifica's expectations and do our share. Thank you.